the way we wrap up a Monday on crunch time is, well, something we call the Richter scale.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
The Richter Scale is brought to you by Ramsey Waite. Ramsey Waite has all of your leading brands under one roof, including John Deere, Kawasaki, Polaris, and more. Again, how the Richter Scale works is I bring up the biggest news around the world of sports from the weekend, and Steve rates how big of an impact that news had. And we begin with the biggest story in Eugene this weekend, and that was Chip Kelly's return to the Pac-12. This is actually such big news that the first call on the post-game show after the Ducks Civil War win was actually about Kelly's return to college football as the newest head coach of the UCLA Bruins. UCLA fired Jim Mora on his birthday. He got a $12.3 million buyout. And then they hired Kelly on his birthday. That's pretty good for, I guess, both of them. Pretty good birthday presents. How big of an impact does Kelly's hire make on Pac-12 and college football?
There's no number high enough right now. What it will, we never know. But for right now, it's a huge story. I mean, with Rich Rodriguez and, you know, some of the high-profile coaches in this conference, now you add Chip Kelly to the mix. That's a 10, flat out, not negotiable.
Now, what actually might have been the biggest story of the weekend in the state of Oregon was the nice Civil War win by the Ducks, 69-10 over Little Brother. There's no need for raincoats since it never rains at Autzen Stadium, but as Coach Taggart and other players said, it was raining touchdowns all night long. Royce Freeman broke another Pac-12 record. He moved up higher into the all-time NCAA rushing list, and Ducks crushed Little Brother 69-10, moving to 7-5 on the season, 4-5 in Pac-12 play in Willie Taggart's first season with Oregon. How big of an impact does this win have for the Ducks?
It's huge. Like Coach Taggart said afterwards, he did not want to be the guy to lose to that team to the north. It's the biggest romp in the 121 meetings between the two. It sends Oregon State into a miserable offseason, their second in 3 years where they lost all the conference games. Oregon's finishing with a rush, two lopsided victories to get into a better bowl. This one's a 10 through and through for especially season one under Coach Tags.
Other college football news, major rivalry weekend to end the season and plenty of upsets. Miami loses on the road to the now king of the upset in Pitt. The Auburn Tigers take down the Tide in the 2017 Iron Bowl, and the war on I-4 between USF and UCF was loaded with excitement as the Knights under Scott Frost go from 0-11 to 11-0 in two seasons with the AAC championship game remaining. How big of an impact did these games have on the college football weekend?
Well, I thought one of the most interesting tweets I saw after Central Florida held off South Florida, Tyson Alger of the Oregonian, like what you said, 2 years removed from going 0-for, they win all the games in the regular season. There were 51 different players who lost them all and won them all within that period. It's just astounding. But, I mean, all of a sudden now, there's a lot to be determined to see who gets the play in college football's fourth playoff. That's another 10. It was an unbelievable weekend with those upsets of results. And also, just personal aside, the Ann Arbor Harbaugh's losing made it kind of an 11 for me this weekend.
Of always about you. Starting on Thanksgiving morning, the Vikings reminded us how good they are, taking down the Lions 30-23. The Eagles yesterday took down the woeful Bears 31-3. And not to be forgotten, the Rams took on the Saints in LA and came away with the win 26-20. So the Eagles stay atop the NFC at 10-1. The Vikings right behind at 9-2. And then the Saints and the Panthers at 8-3. How serious do you rate these four teams as contenders for the NFC title?
With Minnesota, I'm always a little suspect of their quarterbacking, but with Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr and Trey Waynes and you know, the Everson Griffin now with 12 sacks, I just happened to be looking over them earlier. That's a legit defense. where the Rams have come, particularly with Jared Goff. Carolina and New Orleans are tied, but they still have to play one more time. So there's a lot of that. Those are the four teams to beat in the NFC for sure. So I'm going to go that that revealed itself as a 9.
Last one here, the big story as well on Sunday, the Tennessee Volunteers Twitter mob taking a strong stance against the rumored hire of current Ohio State DC Greg Schiano. Many Tennessee fans on Twitter continually voicing out their detest of the rumored hire, getting state representatives, business owners saying Schiano would not be welcome at UT, all the way to the point that UT and Schiano realized this probably wouldn't be a good idea. How big of an impact does that have on college football?
Well, it's kind of uncharted waters because a guy who's not even accused of a crime but has a toxic connections to the most despicable thing that's ever happened in college football, and he you know, his name qualifies for 2 lines in the entirety of the Penn State investigation. So whatever your belief is about what his job prospects are, the impact of what happened there is a flat-out 10. This is major magnitude stuff.